Yes or No by J. Davy Crockett III. Read by Justin D. Ridgway. As we walked from the defense attorney's office to the courthouse, where I was to testify in a dispute over an insurance contract, I mentioned to him that when the witnesses were sworn in, I would not swear. The surprised attorney shot a curious glance my way and asked, "Is that some religious thing?" I responded, "Jesus said, swear not at all." Matthew chapter 5 and verse 34, taken from the Old King James Version. And I explained that I take him at his word. The two of us continued to walk in silence, and soon we were sitting in the courtroom as the presiding judge began the proceedings. After a few pleasantries, the elderly judge instructed his clerk to administer the oath to those who were about to testify. The defense attorney tried to speak up on my behalf, but only managed to utter a halting stammer, seeming embarrassed about explaining my situation. At this, the judge looked puzzled, so I spoke up and said, "Your Honor, I think the counselor is trying to explain to you that I will not swear." This seemed to irritate the judge, and he growled in response, "Well, you will stand up, won't you?" As the witnesses rose before the bench, the judge said, "Those who will appear before this court, do you solemnly swear or affirm?" He spoke those last two words very deliberately, drawing them out while extending a large flourish of his hand in my direction. "To tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth." With that, the trial began. And by the way, we lost the case. Oaths, and judicial oaths in particular, are very common in our society. Many official documents require the acknowledgement of a notary public, an acknowledgement that usually states that the signer has sworn or given an oath. For example, while filing a claim under most insurance policies, a sworn statement in proof of loss is required. Loan documents, bills of sale, automobile titles, and tax assessment documents are among the many that normally require the signer to swear that the information given is accurate. So what's the big deal, you may ask? Why is this important? Those are good questions, especially if one intends to live by every word of God as Christ stated in Matthew 4, verse 4. Jesus Christ, teaching his disciples privately in a mountain setting, explained it this way. He said, "Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. Jesus' half-brother James reaffirmed this principle when he taught, "But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth, or with any other oath. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment." James chapter 5 and verse 12. A simple matter? Yes. But obviously one important to God, and thus something that should be important to us. In most jurisdictions, the law allows for simple affirmation rather than swearing. So one can respond, "I affirm," rather than "I swear," when they are in court or when signing a document. James also instructs us, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak." James chapter 1 and verse 19. "And when we do speak, it should be plainly and without duplicity, so that people can understand our yes and our no without resorting to oaths. To learn more, read our booklet, The Ten Commandments. Write to the regional office nearest you, listed on page 30, or order your free copy at our website at tomorrowsworld.org. You will learn how to reap the benefits of God's many blessings by living in a way that pleases Him.